Welcome to 2020. I am astrologer and tarot reader Elizabeth Jones of starpathways.com. Here you will find a visualization called Gifts for Your 2020 Journey. I created this visualization to be used at the beginning of the year to help you set upon your 2020 path endowed with some special gifts from the cosmos and the higher realms. In this visualization, you will meet Kronos, also known as Father Time. His message will help you to prepare for the coming year, and he will also introduce you to a very special being. I suggest that you keep pen and paper nearby, as you may want to take note of what transpires during this visualization. Please note, you may share this freely with others who you feel would enjoy it or benefit from it, and feel free to post it online. However, when doing so, please do not change the content and give credit to Elizabeth Jones of starpathways.com. And so, let us begin. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and say, I am a being of light. Relax into the words you are speaking and say again, I am a being of light. Allow yourself to own this, for it is indeed true. You are a being of light. As you breathe in again, give yourself permission to receive greater light during this visualization. And now, breathe the light in deeper into every corner of your body, heart, and mind. Take longer breaths, softer breaths. You now begin to feel calmer as any worry, anxiety, or tension you were feeling melts away and then simply disappears. Take as much time as you need to relax. And now you notice the ground you are standing on. And as you look down, you see that you are on a well-trodden path that appears to be in a high mountain meadow. There are snowy peaks in the distant hills all around you, and the meadow is filled with many shimmering shades of green. The peace of this mysterious and magical land is simply breathtaking. You are quite certain that this place is not of this world, but rather that perhaps it exists just outside the physical realm. There is an unusual kind of silence in that you hear nothing. Not even a bird chirping or the rustle of the wind in the trees. And then you do notice the faint sounds of a babbling brook in the far-off distance. After a few moments, the deep silence is interrupted by a soft hum, and you find yourself drawn to it while wondering what it might be. Still listening quite intently to the drone of the hum, you begin to notice the unique quality of light that is shimmering in this otherworldly place. You think, why hadn't I noticed it before? For it is unlike any light that I have ever seen. It is vibrant, yet soft, and almost barely visible. Colorful, yet also white and somehow transparent. You are completely mesmerized by all that is happening, and then something truly extraordinary occurs. The light begins to slowly move towards you, as though it is dancing. As it nears, it envelops you as you stand perfectly still within it and in absolute peace. You then sense that you are not alone, and indeed, You look up, and in front of you is a cloaked being that seems to have appeared out of the mysterious light. He then lifts his hood, and as he does, you see his face, and it crosses your mind that he must be as old as time itself. Though he looks quite ancient, there is a radiant light that shines from his eyes, and you feel as though you are looking into eternity. A deep serenity overcomes you as you stand perfectly still in the light of his presence. He then speaks, as though he somehow knew what you were thinking. When you say, "I am ancient," you are correct, for I am Kronos, though some call me Father Time. I watch over the passage of time, and especially now, at the turn of the year. He continues, "You are in a special place, for it is where time does not actually exist. In this meadow, you experience only light and beauty and the mystical and ever-present hum of the universe. You think, 'Ah, that is what I heard.' You then wonder why you are here, and almost instantly he responds, again as though he knew what you were thinking, and says, 'Here, you will be shown four items that will assist you as you embark upon the path of time called 2020. But before we begin, there is someone I would like you to meet.' A light, a glow really, then appears beside him. Or is it from behind him? The luminous light then becomes what is clearly an angel, a most magnificent and ethereal being of light. Kronos then says, 'This is your angel of 2020. She has a very special task, and that is to walk with you throughout the coming year. You may turn to her for guidance, protection, comfort, and support. She is here now to bear witness to what is about to transpire, for she will play an important role in each of these four gifts you are about to receive during the year, though her presence may be subtle. You are in awe and feel blessed to have such a magnificent being of the angelic realm as your constant companion to walk beside you throughout the year. You're now curious as to what these four items are, and so your attention returns to Kronos, which seems to signal to him that you are ready to begin and willing to proceed. He then steps aside, and behind him is an exquisite old table made from beautiful wood. You see that on the table are four objects: a coin that looks something like a medallion, an old book with a leathered cover, a staff, and a box wrapped as a gift. Kronos says, 'These are yours. Each is something that will have meaning to you in the year ahead. Its message may come to you now, or you may take each item into your meditative state, where their contents and meaning will be revealed to you.' He then motions for you to move closer to the table, and as you do, he points to the coin. You know he wants you to pick it up, and so you do. It is heavy, though somehow quite easy to hold, and also has a silver cord attached to it. Kronos then says, 'Engraved upon this medallion is your primary task this year. As you gaze upon it, you may know instantly what this task is. If you are not quite clear, you may discover what this is later as it is yours to take. Now turn the coin over. You do, and you see that it looks quite different than the other side, for it is shiny and has letters engraved in gold. He then says, "The words engraved in gold reveal the reward you will receive if you accomplish even part of your task this year. For it demonstrates your willingness to grow and to evolve. This task will enrich you in a most significant way, and this coin is to remind you of this. You think you know just what this task is, but no, you can give this some greater consideration at a later time, for you feel there may be more to it than what you currently know. It feels to you as though he knows you are agreeing to the task that is yours to take up, and so he places the silver cord with the medallion on it around your neck. He then motions to the book and says, "Written in here is a message for you. It is to inspire you and hold you steady and on course. It may be a single word or a phrase which will invoke a feeling of empowerment and will help you in the coming year, for it will give you hope, clarity, and a sense of purpose. And now open the book to any page, trusting that you will see just what you are meant to." You do just this, and as you do, the book almost falls open of its own accord. You look upon the page and see a word, or perhaps a phrase, and only this. It is so clear, as you know it is exactly what you are meant to be seeing. Kronos tells you that you can open the book any time you wish during the year and receive just what you need at that time. Next, he motions to the staff, and you know that you are to pick it up, and as you do, it seems to come to life, for it has somehow taken its place beside you, and you find it most reassuring to have it to lean on. Kronos then says, "This staff is to be your support this year and represents what in your life you can count on. Some of these will be clear to you while others may not. And indeed, you can use this staff to show you the support you have which you may not be aware of. You know it is yours to keep, and even though you may not be aware of the support that will be available to you throughout the year, you now feel assured that it will be shown to you just as you need it." Lastly, you can't help but notice that the remaining item on the table is the gift, and find yourself wondering what it is. Kronos now motions for you to open it, but before you do, he says, "Before you can move into the next cycle, it is important to recognize the gifts from the last one, for you did indeed receive items of great significance in 2019 that helped to prepare you for the coming year, and this is what you will find in this box. Know that these gifts will continue to have meaning and significance to you in the coming year." You find this an intriguing idea, and as you open the gift, you see things that reminded you of each of the gifts you received in 2019, as there were actually many. Kronos then says, "It is these gifts that have indeed prepared you in some way for the cycle you are now entering. Do not forget them and keep them nearby in your awareness, as this will ensure that they stay with you throughout the year. It then comes to mind how supported and watched over during the last year you were, for which you are very grateful. Kronos now says, "It is time for me to depart. Take all of these with you as you embark upon your journey in 2020, for they will help you in many ways you do not yet know." He turns and walks down the path from which he came, and then simply disappears. As he does, you know that this mystical meadow somehow will go with him into a realm where time itself stands still. As you come back to the present, you sense someone beside you, gently holding your hand. You look and see your angel of 2020, and you know she will be with you as you take every step on your journey, and you now feel ready to venture out into the new year. You are filled with gratitude and feel deeply blessed by the Spirit of Grace.